The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The US President Donald Trump has said he will send Patriot air defence systems to Ukraine, just 2 weeks after the United States said it would pause arms deliveries to Kyiv. Speaking to the media as he arrived at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, the US President said that the missiles were necessary for Ukraine's defence. Mr. Trump did not give the number of Patriots he plans to send to Ukraine, but he said the United States would be reimbursed for their cost by the European Union.
I haven't agreed on the number yet, but they're going to have some because they do need protection. But the European Union is paying for it. We're not paying anything for it, but we will send it. It'll be business for us, and we will send them Patriots, which they desperately need, because Putin really surprised a lot of people. He talks nice, and then he bombs everybody in the evening. So there's a little bit of a problem there, and I don't like it.
Excavation work is due to begin at the site of the former mother and baby home in Tuam. The start of the effort to exhume and identify human remains comes more than 11 years after research by Catherine Corliss found that there were no burial records for almost 800 babies and infants who died at the home over a 36-year period. It was operated by the Bon Secours Sisters on behalf of Galway County Council between 1925 and 1961. Work carried out for the Commission of Investigation into Mother and Baby Homes has already revealed the presence of significant quantities of bones in a number of underground chambers that formed part of a sewage system at the Tuam home. The excavation will be overseen by the Office of the Director for Authorised Investigation Intervention. It has appointed a number of experts to carry out the task, which will take at least 2 years to complete. Securing the renewal of the UN's peacekeeping mission in southern Lebanon for another year will be challenging and complex, according to a briefing note which will be brought to Cabinet tomorrow by the Taoiseach Simon Harris. Ministers will be told that the government is fully supportive of Ireland's continued participation in the mission, but there are challenges in renewing the mandate on this occasion. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
Last month it emerged there was mounting concern in government that the United Nations peacekeeping operation in southern Lebanon may not have its mandate renewed by the Security Council in August. Ireland has participated in the UN Interim Force in Lebanon, or UNIFIL, since 1978, but Israel has been highly critical of the force, and there are worries that its ally, the United States, could withdraw financial backing for the operation. In a cabinet briefing note, the Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Harris, will reconfirm Ireland's support for UNIFIL's mission, but also acknowledge how a number of factors will present particular challenges when it comes to renewing UNIFIL's mandate. It's expected the Taoiseach will express his intention to liaise with the United States, France, Lebanon and the UK with a view to ensuring that UNIFIL's mission remains in situ, including the ongoing participation of more than 340 members of the Irish Defence Forces.
EU trade ministers have arrived in Brussels this morning for a meeting which is set to be dominated by Donald Trump's announcement over the weekend that 30% tariffs on EU goods will take effect from August the 1st. The EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said the European Union would prefer a negotiated solution, but that Brussels will continue to hold off on hitting back at US steel and aluminium tariffs as it seeks to deal to avoid the broader levies. The French President Emmanuel Macron has urged the European Commission to defend the bloc's interests, while Germany's finance minister has said that serious negotiations with the US are still necessary, but that countermeasures must be prepared to protect European jobs. Dozens of people have been killed in clashes in southern Syria as authorities sent forces to de-escalate the situation. Syria's Interior Ministry said at least 30 people were killed, while the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a war monitor, put the death toll at 37. Fighting between minority groups in Syria has escalated since the collapse of the Assad regime last year. Over 2,100 pubs across the country have closed since 2005, according to a new report. The study, commissioned by the Drinks Industry Group of Ireland, found that an average of 112 pubs stopped trading every year over the last 20 years. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Get ahead with Grant's most innovative heat pump, the Arona R290. Home heating for the next generation. Visit grant.ie.
Bands of showery rain will continue to clear northwards this morning, with sunny spells and scattered showers following from the southwest. Cloud will increase in the southwest and west as the day goes on, with more prolonged showers developing in these parts. Some heavy and thundery downpours are possible. Feeling cooler and fresher than of late, with highest temperatures 15 to 21 degrees.